All right, I think we are going to go to some questions from listeners. So, Scott, of course, this past week we did deal with a comms outage that KBUT was, of course, familiar with because we had to assist local governments and officials direct folks to emergency services. Our first call to come in this evening, what will be done immediately to address emergency services being cut when comms are out? So is there any changes that are coming about after last week?
So I'm not involved in the conversations regarding the redundant fiber that's being brought into the county. I do know that that's at the top of everybody's mind, including the officials who've been working on that. When they repaved Cottonwood Pass, my understanding is that fiber was laid along Cottonwood Pass as a redundant source of internet for the valley, and apparently it is not yet operational. As far as immediate goes, what we're doing right now is we're going to do an after action review of the incident, just from emergency services standpoint. And we've already got a number of ideas that we'll be moving forward with should this happen again. And I will tell you that our response to this was framed largely on the outages that we dealt with in 2016. I don't know if you recall, there was two significant outages in the summer of 2016. And I feel like a lot of what we did in 2016 worked well then, and we initiated it again this time around, identifying facilities for the public to go to in order to get assistance if they needed it, identifying analog lines that were working and getting that number out to the public. We also had rovers, so police officers, firefighters, public works folks, search and rescue folks, basically roving the streets, the county roads and the highways, looking for problems.
Sure. And you mentioned those 2016 communications outages. I was actually trying to find out when those were because I recall those. Were those the same? Was it the same thing with no internet and no cell and no landline? Was it a full blackout?
That's correct. And so the big difference with this outage was the fact that people could not call 911, and that was highly concerning to us. And one of the reasons we moved so quickly to identify places where people could go for help and also get a lot of vehicles out on the road to provide assistance if needed. Usually when these kind of cuts occur, there's technology in place that will reroute the 911 calls. And usually those get rerouted either to Montrose or to Delta. But in this case, when people dialed 911, they were getting a busy signal.
And do you know why that occurred this time as opposed to other times?
I don't. Just the nature of the cut. It sounds like everything that was in that trench got cut. And so I know sometimes when these cuts occur, it's a partial cut or it's just damaged fiber. But this time it sounds like it was just a complete sever of everything that was in that trench.
Sure. I think a lot of folks do wonder how it is in 2020 a community can be entirely cut off from communications in the blink of an eye, and just the a poorly labeled cable is what I understand, or labeled as best as it possibly could be because it had been installed so long ago, and it just was not where it was quite labeled to be, and the cut got severed. You know, as an emergency manager, what's your take on, you know, where we should be with that? You know, I mean, is it appropriate that we don't have a redundancy right now? Is that an emergency for you, or what's your take on that?
Well, it's usually concerning to me, and I was actually surprised, as I think a number of folks were, that I thought that the redundant fiber coming over Cottonwood was operational, but for whatever reason, it's not, and I know that that's being explored by officials here. But you know, to answer your question, it's absolutely unacceptable that we don't have redundant internet coming into the valley, and hopefully that's going to get addressed soon.
Sure. And I just did. Sorry, go ahead, Chris.
Now, there is some limited redundancy within the valley, though, isn't there? Doesn't GVH have some capabilities?
That is correct. So throughout the outage, they did have access to the internet, and the various organizations within the valley. So the city of Gunnison, Gunnison County, we all had intranet, so we could communicate internally. We could talk to each other internally, but in terms of talking to the other agencies and organizations, the only way we could do that was either by analog phone or by radio.
Yeah, and you know, I guess the head scratcher in this isn't the first time a cable has been cut. You know, when does it get to the point where we're not cutting cables? It's almost gotten to the point where, you know, I hate to say it's humorous because it's such a dire situation, but why does that keep happening?
Well, you know, I don't know, other than the people are digging where they shouldn't be digging. I mean, that's the root cause of these outages. And I'm not sure exactly what transpired on this particular cut. My understanding was that the contractor had asked for locate, and the locate didn't occur in a timely fashion, and they went ahead and dug up anyway. And so I'm not sure if that's exactly what happened, but that's what we were told the day of the outage.
Sure. Thanks for listening to KBUT's Community Matters. I want to remind folks that they can call in and submit their questions, 970-349-7444. We're going to be talking with Kevin Blecha later on in the show from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, going to be talking to us about mountain lions here in the Gunnison Valley and around Colorado. So another topic that always needs to be talked about here in Colorado with emergency managers, wildfires. We all know that Colorado had by far its worst season in history, but what about Gunnison County here, Scott? How did this year compare to years past in terms of wildfire danger and what actually, you know, came to be?
Well, you know, bottom line is we just got really lucky again this year. Exceptionally dry conditions with, you know, just no moisture whatsoever. And we had some pretty windy days thrown in there, and we just got lucky. I will say that, you know, in a large part, the reason we've had no large wildfires in recent memory is because the fire districts and the federal land agencies, if there's a smoke report, they send everybody right now to get it put out. And so I think, you know, we're fortunate that there's those kind of relationships in the valley where they get the fire put out and then they figure out, you know, who's paying for it later. And, you know, not that doesn't occur in all places. I will say also that, you know, the wildfires that we saw this year in Colorado, just absolutely bizarre, unprecedented fire behavior on those fires. And that's what led to, you know, the high acreage. I think numbers wise, the state actually had less fires this year than we did, say, in 2018. But acreage wise, you're right, it was through the roof.
I did not know that. I mean, does that give you concern about large wildfires occurring here? You know, with beetle kill increasing in the area and things like that. Can you tell us about, you know, what your anxieties are around wildfires in this area?
Oh, I have all kinds of anxieties, Chris. wildfires are definitely our biggest threat. And, you know, you look at some of the communities and where they lie within the wildland urban interface. And I mean, there's a lot of potential out there. And Gunnison County does work closely with the West Region Wildfire Council, and what that group's tasked with is assisting homeowners and property owners in making their property safer in regards to wildfires. So defensible space, landscape style projects that go beyond just the defensible space area. And that's been a very positive program that we've had in the valley, getting assistance to property owners with making their properties safer.
So, and of course, you know, in the midst of wildfire season, really, but well before the end of wildfire season, we got hit with a major winter storm in September. I wanted to make sure to come back to that. I feel like it maybe sort of skipped over the folks here in Gunnison especially in the north end of the valley where that storm really wasn't that significant. However, it was very significant in and around the Gunnison area, knocked out power to hundreds of homes. Can you give us a sort of an idea of how rare or regular a storm like that occurring early in the season when it knocks down a bunch of trees? Is that a surprise occurrence? How often does that occur?
Well, it was a surprise for me. I've been here for over 40 years. I'd never seen that kind of a storm in September, and actually any time of year for that matter, to have that kind of wind, that heavy snow with leaves still on the trees was just a recipe for a lot of problems, and there were. My mother-in-law, who has lived here for a long, long time, recalled a storm in 1961 that was very similar, happened in mid-September and did a lot of damage, a lot of power outage. But, you know, for me, that was a new one. And it, you know, the Weather Service had predicted, I want to say, like 3 to 4 inches from that storm. And, you know, by that Tuesday evening, we were well past that. And I believe we got in the neighborhood of 12 to 14 inches in and around the city of Gunnison, and just really heavy, wet snow that was collapsing trees and knocking down power lines and just all kinds of related problems.
Sure. Go ahead, Chris.
You know, it was really crazy. I mean, even from seeing trees fall on vehicles and branches doing damage, and then even livestock. I mean, my horse still had her summer coat, and I'm like digging through the barn looking for a blanket because she was just shivering. So, I mean, it was kind of crazy. I mean, on top of many, many things that you've been dealing with already this year, Scott, it's been a crazy year for an emergency manager as well as the rest of us.
Yeah. You know,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say it has, and I don't think that I'm dealing with any more of this than anybody else is. It's just been a tough year all the way around for everybody.